It's 12 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Dan Taylor. On the final day before the ballots read America's fate, U.S. President Barack Obama was in Michigan, rallying up support for Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Obama says Michigan workers shouldn't be bamboozled into believing Donald Trump wants to help them. Meantime, Republican nominee Donald Trump...
Rock Source 91X is CJLX 91.3...
repeating his claims that the electoral system is rigged as he campaigns in Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire today.
In his 70 years on Earth, the Donald has never shown any regard for working folks. I don't think he knows working people, except for the folks who clean up in his hotels and the folks who mow the fairway on his golf course. He didn't care about working people then, he won't now.
Election observers in the U.S. are waiting to see if Donald Trump will accept defeat if he's not elected president. Past remarks suggest he will not.
If Donald Trump loses the election, will he do what other losing U.S. presidential candidates have done for generations before him? Graciously wish the winner the best and offer his support? Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says, of course. Sort of.
If the election results are verified and certified, absolutely.
She was on CBS this morning. Trump doesn't sound like he intends to lose, though, telling voters in battleground Florida.
Go out and vote tomorrow. That's what you can do.
Okay. Hillary Clinton told reporters if she wins.
I do think we'll bring the country together.
I'm Rita Foley.
With Remembrance Day fast approaching, Centennial Secondary School students get set for an experience of a lifetime as they travel to France for the 100th anniversary of Vimy Ridge. Nick Ogin has the story.
Next year, staff and students from Centennial Secondary School will bring history to life as they visit the Vimy Ridge Memorial in France. Dwayne Woodcock is one of the teachers going on the trip. He says that when students witness Canadian history in person rather than being taught it, they will have a better understanding of its significance.
Canadian contributions to World War I and World War II are pretty big, right? So for us to take the students to show them what we're teaching is, like I said, something that is so far and beyond what you can read about in a textbook. To actually see and be there to witness it, I think is going to be amazing.
Amy McConnell is also a teacher at the school. She spearheaded the trip and says that when she begins planning trips like this one, it's all about making sure the students get the most out of the experience.
For me, I really like to expose kids to things that are historical and important and things they should know about and things that are going to impact their lives. So that's why I choose the specific ones I do.
The group of 35 will be traveling overseas next April for 10 days and will get to become a part of history during the monumental recognition of the Battle of Vimy Ridge. Nick Ogden, QNET News, Belleville.
Since 1986, Quinta Immigration Services has been operating in Belleville, helping new immigrants make the transition to Canada. With the recent surge of Syrian refugees flooding into the region, much of its attention has been helping them settle in. Leah Den Hartog has the story.
Since December of last year, around 28,000 Syrian refugees have moved to Canada looking for a new life. The area already has 68 refugees moved in. The Quinta Immigration Services works towards helping these new families settle in. Orlando Ferro is the executive director of QIS. He says the programs that they run work well within the Belleville region.
There is a lot of shortage in terms of labor in the area. I just recently have been in a meeting. Right now, today, there is a need of 500 jobs. Let's make sure that the people who are here already get the employment. And if not, then let's bring other people who might be interested in those jobs to get those jobs.
In terms of jobs, the program Farmers Feed the World is used to help give opportunities to Syrian refugees coming to Canada. Refugees haven't received any jobs from the program as of yet, but more than 100 have registered. A recent study conducted by Environics Institute showed 80% thought refugees were a positive impact on our economy.
If we put ourselves in their shoes, and if your country is being bombed, and there's nowhere to go, and you're seeing all your relatives being killed, they need to go somewhere. And I think that's a Canadian thing of being generous and open up the doors and try to help them. I think it's a very positive thing.
The Quinta area is still waiting for two more Syrian families to move to the area, but because of processing, they have yet to be allowed to start their new lives in Canada. Leah Den Hartog, QNET News, Belleville.
According to cheese experts in the area, there is a need for more cheesemakers in Ontario. Jenna Leslie has more.
If you are looking for a career to really sink your teeth into, while also potentially making a six-digit figure salary,
you may be surprised to find that cheese making just might be the perfect match for you. According to owner of Mapledale Cheese, Keith Henry, a job as a cheesemaker not only pays well, it also offers an exciting and challenging work environment for employees to learn and grow.
You have to completely understand that the cheese business, there isn't a day that goes by that you don't learn something new.
Because of the current demand for cheesemakers, job security is practically guaranteed, according to Director of Central Ontario Cheesemakers Association, Alan Gibbons.
If you are a cheesemaker, if you're any good at making cheese, you will never be unemployed.
This demand continues to grow as more and more current cheesemakers near retirement. Gibbons says that the need for people to enter the cheesemaking field is critical, and that there just are not enough people aware of the potential within the cheese industry.
Most of us, most kids, young people, just don't know where cheese is coming from. So there's nothing out there to tell young people that this is a good job.
So if you are undecided about your future career path, perhaps cheesemaking is worth looking into. Jenna Leslie, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4:06 p.m. Sports is next. The Wellington Dukes will be looking to turn things around quick after the 3-2 overtime loss to the Mississauga Chargers on Saturday night. Captain Justin Bean will lead the way into Kingston on Thursday as they take on the Voyagers at 7 o'clock. The Trenton Golden Hawks resume action versus the Buffalo Junior Sabres at 7:30 on Thursday night. Trenton is looking to build off their 4-3 win over Pickering on Thursday, and a win could push them into first place in the division. In local high school sports, the Centennial Chargers mustered a late comeback to defeat the Moira Trojans 16-6 in the senior football finals on Saturday night. While the junior final, Quinte Saints avenged their week one loss to Centennial, winning by a score of 33-8. The Trenton Golden Hawks rookie forward Dawson Baker leaves the U-17 World Junior A Challenge a silver medalist. The Quinte AAA Red Devils graduate just missed capturing gold after Team Canada Black dropped a 2-1 decision to Team Sweden in the final. Toronto Maple Leafs center Nazem Kadri won't face suspension after his controversial hit on Daniel Sedin of the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday night. Nazem Kadri, a three-time offender, was assessed a 5-minute major in a game misconduct for his hit to the head, but will resume action against the Los Angeles Kings on Thursday night. In continuing Maple Leafs news, the team's top prospects continue to press. William Nylander, followed by Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, lead rookie scoring, combining for a total of 33 points, while the Leafs sit in the second wildcard position. Although number one overall pick Austin Matthews has been held to just a single assist in his last five games. Sidney Crosby is tied for league scoring with 8 goals, despite only playing 6 regular season games. The Penguins captain has been on a tear, winning the Stanley Cup in June, captaining Team Canada to a World Cup victory in September, and now climbing the scoring ranks, aiming to lead the Pittsburgh Penguins back to their second straight championship. On to the TFC playoffs. After thumping New York City FC with a 5-0 win in Saturday's second leg of the MLS Eastern Conference semifinal, Toronto FC captain Michael Bradley says he can't wait to take on Montreal Impact in the two-legged conference final.
Two unbelievable games, two games in incredible atmospheres. The history, the rivalry, the dislike between the two clubs, the two cities. You couldn't write it up any better.
Toronto defender Drew Moore says the whole team delivered in a lopsided 5-0 win over New York City FC, completing a 7-0 aggregate victory in the MLS Eastern Conference Final.
I wasn't expecting it. I knew we were ready for it. We were up for it. I think the first goal was huge for us, and everything went right for us. I think we created our own luck. We created bounces to go our way, and everybody turned in a complete performance tonight.
That's it for sports. Now on to weather. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight will be clear with fog patches developing before morning, with temperatures at a low of +4. Tomorrow will be mainly sunny and increasing cloudiness in the afternoon, fog patches dissipating in the morning, with wind becoming southwest of 20 kilometers per hour. At 4:09, it's temperature 13 degrees and sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Dan Taylor, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.